Yeah, this is a story about a gentleman who fell down a manhole while I was having an argument with
him. An actual manhole?
A manhole, sir.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm the caretaker of a block of flats in Harrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just been to New York and you've seen those fire escapes on the back of those doors.
Huge fire escapes everywhere.
Huge fire escapes.
Yep.
Big cast iron affairs.
They're famous for it, yeah.
That's right.
Physical graffiti, I'm saying. Physical graffiti.
I've seen the film.
Uh-huh, okay.
Anyway, so we've got this cast iron fire escape at the back of the flats. And a lady gave me a ring one day and she said to me, there's a van parked on the lawn and being the caretaker, I've got to get up and get people to move their vans. So I have to knock on all the doors. So I eventually find this flat where this painter and decorator has got his van parked.
So, I see.
I say, excuse me, old mate. I said, would you mind moving your van? So we start having a bit of a row.
Mm.
And there was a physical...
How come you start having a bit of a row? I mean, you asked him to move his van.
Yeah, well, Danny, when you're a caretaker, you won't believe it, mate. Right? Where else am I going to park, mate?
All right, okay, so yeah.
So, he was of short stature, like what Randy Newman sings about.
He's a little, little time, doesn't he? Yeah,
physical.
Yeah.
So, we've had a bit of a verbal row, so I've walked off.
Just before we carry on with the tail gripping as it is, you know when you get to the end of escalators, there's that kind of green light underneath. What's that all about? Yeah, go on, anyway, carry on.
So if you fall down there, you know where you are.
Yeah, at the end of the escalator.
That's
okay.
Right. So we've had a bit of a row, and I've stormed off, you know, shouting profanities and whatever at him.
Yeah.
And, he's decided to come after me, so he's... yeah. So he's jumped down this fire escape, Danny.
Yeah.
And he's on the first floor, and he's come to the... He's landed on the landing plate. He's not bothered using the steps. He's jumped down.
And he's on your landing plate, yeah.
That's right. And this is a 50-year-old fire escape that's got a serious rusty crack here. Never been serviced in its life.
Yep.
And I turn around, I hear this crack. He comes through, and he's like... Visualise this, Danny. He's 8 foot off the ground.
Got no choice, we're on the radio.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, 8 foot off the ground, the landing plate breaks.
Yeah.
He comes through it.
Yeah.
He lands on a manhole cover.
Oh, it's a double whammy.
He disappears down a manhole cover a further 8 feet.
Now, listen, in case you, anyone nodded out during this call, because it was, I thought, this better have a great payoff. He's got a great payoff. There's some people not got headphones on. Having a row of a man, chasing the man onto a fire escape. The fire escape is rickety. The man falls through the fire escape 8 feet, which is enough. There's your retribution there. There's your slap in the face of the film.
And the gentleman's only 4'2". And
he's only 4'2", which makes it a better.
That's right.
And he comes off the fire escape, and he lands squarely on a manhole, which...
Cast iron manhole cover.
Which obligingly gives way, and he goes straight out of sight, and as far as you know, through the centre of the earth, out of Australia.
No, Dan.
Yep.
He doesn't. He stops in the manhole cover, down the manhole, 8 foot down, and I go over, and he says to me, help me, please. all of a sudden, the shoe's on the other foot.
Oh, the boot's on the other shoe. You're
absolutely
right. Yeah, and did you?
Well, I called the fire brigade and the police and the ambulance, and they came, and you won't believe this, Dan, they had to pour fairy liquid all over him to pull him out.
No!
They went round the corner shop and they bought about 20...
No, they
I'm not joking, Dan. That's what they did, and they pulled him out, and his kneecaps were on his size.
Yeah. And so by the time he came out, covered in fairy liquid, having gone through a fire escape, onto a manhole, down the manhole, having begged his bête noire for help,
exactly.
On his close-to-the-ground knees, the fire brigade have dragged him out, covered in soot and fairy liquid. Did he then want to continue the argument?
Not quite. What he said to me, I want your governor's number and address again. And a few weeks later, Danny, I actually saw him, right?
Yeah.
And I said, how'd you get on with the court claim?
He said, judicious can be.
I'm blinding, mate. He said, give me a month's wages.
A month? Well, on that cackle, on that Sid Jones-esque cackle, we're ending that one. That was a superb one.